All right, so get ready for some truly cringeworthy me time stories.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
We've got three Reddit stories today,
Okay.
and these stories are perfect for anyone who's ever had those moments where you're like, did that really just happen?
Yeah, like those moments where you kind of just want to disappear
Exactly.
and maybe crawl under a rock and hope no one saw.
Yeah, and hope it never happened.
Right.
But sometimes the best way to deal with those awkward situations is to just laugh about them, right?
Absolutely. That's the best medicine sometimes.
So our first story, it starts with someone who's just trying to, de-stress.
Yeah, me time.
Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Like trying to relax and unwind after a long day.
Yeah. So setting the mood, you know.
Yeah. Seems pretty straightforward.
Right.
What could possibly go wrong?
But in this case,
Oh, this is where it gets interesting.
yeah, well, buckle up.
Okay.
Because in this case, it's a perfect storm of unfortunate events.
Oh, no.
So we've got a dying vibrator,
Okay.
an ill-timed roll.
And a slipped disc
Oh my good.
right at the peak of the experience.
Oh wow.
You really can't make this stuff up.
I mean, you would think it'd be hard to come up with something more
God.
cringeworthy than that, but keep going.
It gets worse.
Oh no.
So picture this. Our Redditor is, in the moment,
Okay.
and suddenly their vibrator decides to like go out with a bang.
Oh
Literally, it
no.
starts flashing like a strobe light.
No way.
Yeah, so they're trying to avoid a disco party for one,
Uh-huh.
roll over, and bam, their back throws a wrench in the whole operation.
Ouch.
A slipped disc.
Oh, that's got to be painful.
Talk about bad timing.
I can't even imagine. So what happened next?
Well, so now they're in excruciating pain, right? But it
Yeah.
gets even more awkward because their significant other
Oh.
is like half asleep in the next room, hears the commotion, and completely misinterprets the sobs of pain,
Oh my God,
as you
though.
know.
Oh wow, the layers of awkwardness just keep piling up.
I
Poor
know.
Redditor.
I know. Yeah, so not only are they dealing with the pain,
Right.
but they end up having to miss work for 2 days,
Oh
which
no.
includes a big promotion announcement.
Really?
And they rack up a $200 medical bill,
$200.
all for an orgasm that was probably more pain than pleasure.
Yeah, I was gonna say, at that point, was it even worth it?
Right. It makes you
So
wonder.
hold on. Did they at least get the promotion?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
They ended up getting the promotion.
So was it worth it? What do you think?
I don't know. It's a tough one.
I mean, a promotion's a big deal, but a slipped disc and a $200 medical bill.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a walk in the park either.
That's true. I think this story definitely makes you think twice about the potential hazards
Yeah.
of even the most like solitary activities,
Yeah, for
which,
sure. Absolutely. Sometimes even our best laid plans
Yeah.
can go hilariously wrong. And when they do, we can either cry or laugh.
So true.
Sometimes laughter is
Yep.
the only option.
Okay, so speaking of plans going awry, our next story takes us to the always treacherous world of the
Yeah.
office holiday party.
Here we go.
Free-flowing drinks, loosened inhibitions,
Uh-oh.
and the chance to make a memorable impression on your boss.
Or not.
Or maybe not.
Yeah. Office holiday party, it's like a rite of passage
That's
almost. You know,
right.
you get to let loose a little bit.
Yeah, bond with your colleagues.
Exactly. Maybe impress the boss.
But as the story shows, it can also be a recipe for disaster.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you mix in some alcohol.
Especially when you mix in a little too much
A
tequila.
little too much tequila. Yeah. That's never a good combination.
So, in this case, our Redditor found themselves a few margaritas deep,
Okay.
feeling bold, maybe a little too comfortable with their phone.
Oh, I know that feeling. That's when the inhibitions go out the window
Right?
and your thumbs start typing things you would never say sober.
Oh, yeah, we've all been there.
So what did they do? Spill the tea.
So, it starts with their boss, sending out a friendly reminder like, hey, everybody, party responsibly.
Right. Typical boss message.
Yeah. But our tequila-fueled friend here decides to respond with a casual,
Oh no.
lol, don't worry, boss. I'm responsibly getting lit AF.
Oh no, not lit AF.
Yeah.
I mean, trying to be funny, I get it,
Yeah.
but maybe not the best way to show your professionalism.
And it gets even
It
better.
gets worse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They follow it up with a declaration of loyalty worthy of a medieval knight,
What?
complete with a bowing knight gif.
Oh my goodness.
Like, you have to admire the commitment to the bit, right?
Right. Even if it was tequila induced. So
Exactly.
what happened next? Did they get fired?
Well, to their credit, they owned up to it the next day.
Okay.
And surprisingly, the boss found the whole thing hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, they even turned it into a running joke
That's awesome.
and gave our Redditor the nickname Sir Party a Lot.
Sir Party a Lot. I love it.
Not the worst outcome, all things considered.
Yeah, definitely a memorable holiday party story. It's a good reminder that even in a relaxed setting, your actions can have consequences.
Absolutely. Also highlights the importance of self-awareness, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
especially when you've had a few drinks.
Knowing your limits, maybe leaving your phone in your pocket.
Yeah, good advice.
Okay, so our final story is a little different.
Okay.
It takes us into the world of tattoos,
Ooh, tattoos. I love tattoos.
where personal expression and unsolicited opinions can
Yeah,
collide
you got to be careful with
in
tattoos.
some really cringeworthy ways.
It's like a permanent form of self-expression.
Right, this story really highlights the importance of tact
Absolutely.
and maybe biting your tongue when it comes to critiquing someone's art.
Especially when you're not an art critic. All right, lay it on me. What happened with this tattoo?
So, our story starts with this Redditor who also happens to be a tattoo enthusiast
Okay.
and their cousin, Nancy.
Yeah.
And Nancy decides she wants to get a tattoo.
Makes sense.
But instead of going to a professional, she opts for the friend of a friend route.
Oh, the classic friend of a friend tattoo.
Yeah, the one with like the DIY set up in their basement.
Yeah, the kitchen magician of tattoos.
Right, exactly.
Seems like a good idea at the time, but tattoos are serious business.
Yeah, I mean, they're literally injecting ink into your skin.
Right, you can't just erase it if you don't like it.
Exactly. And unfortunately for Nancy, the results were, well,
Let's just say not great.
not great.
Okay, so what happened?
So the tattoo apparently looked way older than it actually was.
Oh no, that's never a good sign.
Not a good sign, but the real cringe-worthy moment
Okay.
happens later at a baseball game of all places.
A baseball game. What does that have to do with tattoos?
Well, so they're at the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the topic of tattoos comes up in conversation,
Okay.
and someone mentions Nancy's unique piece.
All right.
Our Redditor, maybe feeling a little too comfortable being honest,
Yeah.
just blurts out, "Oh yeah, it's terrible."
Oh no, in front of everyone.
Well, they didn't know who they were talking to,
Okay.
because at that moment, a random baseball mom sitting nearby
Oh God.
pipes up and says, "I did it."
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, talk about awkward.
That's like a nightmare scenario.
Right. I can only imagine the look on our Redditor's face.
So what happened next?
Well, to make matters even worse,
It gets worse.
it turns out this baseball mom is not just any baseball mom.
Okay.
She's also a part-time tattoo artist
Oh no.
and a registered nurse.
A triple threat.
Right. It's like a classic example of how assumptions can backfire.
Yeah, you never know who you're talking to.
Exactly. It's a good reminder to be mindful of our words, you know?
Absolutely, especially when it comes to something as personal as someone's art.
So there you have it.
Wow.
Three tales of me time gone wrong.
Hilariously wrong.
From a slip disc to a drunken text to a tattoo critique that backfired spectacularly.
You really can't make this stuff up.
Right. These stories remind us that even when we think we're alone, life has a way of throwing curveballs.
That's for sure. It makes you think, though,
Yeah.
about unintended consequences. You know, we live in a world where everything is shared, documented,
Right.
amplified. A private moment can go viral.
Absolutely.
A casual comment can have lasting repercussions,
Yeah, it's a good reminder to be mindful of our actions.
both online and offline.
Yeah, and maybe sometimes the best we can do is just laugh at the absurdity of it all.
Exactly. Learn from our mistakes.
Right, and maybe think twice before critiquing someone's tattoo.
Unless you're ready to face the artist at a baseball game.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into cringeworthy me time mishaps.
It's been a wild ride.
And until next time, be kind to yourselves, be kind to others.
And remember,
Always double check those vibrator batteries.